This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today, my friend?
Somewhere between wonderful and bitter.
Wonderful and
At least he made a comment.
Yeah.
That's true.
Last time he didn't say anything.
No. Last time I was, just...
You had a lot of things on your mind last time.
Yeah.
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 We got to, let's see here. This weekend, the fair and festival season officially closes in Benelde. It always starts in Benelde, yeah. And the door gets slammed shut in Benelde.
And so. Big weekend, big festival in Benelde, and kind of a last hurrah for the summer and fall festivals. And then what else? Oh, some guy's getting married this Saturday.
I heard about that. I don't know. I don't know anything about that. So, yeah. Oh, wait.
You know. And he gave up his Blues tickets to get married.
Well, it was a joint venture type thing, so we don't really want to.
There may be a few people giving up their Rams tickets.
Do we have to go there?
Rams aren't off too good.
Well, they already started that.
Well, we'll wait till tomorrow, and then we'll
see
what happens.
Yeah.
We need a break. Our guest this week, by the way, Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce, and Steve Davis,
Memories of Elvis,
is in the house as well. We'll take a break. We'll have that conversation right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest this week from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce, it's Mickey Robinson. And from Memories of Elvis, it's Steve Davis. He's back as well. Mickey, let's start with you. It's hard to believe the 15th annual Fall Festival is on Saturday.
Yeah, I can remember the first one we did.
I do.
We had more volunteers there than the public. And in the past 5 years, we've been averaging over 5,000 people, with being blessed with fairly good weather. And it's hopefully, we don't like to talk about the weather, so we just don't say anything. The man upstairs takes care of us. We have a lot of things going on. Starting at 7:30, Joe Powell starts with the music. He wakes everybody up. And that's why we have him in there. They're playing for the people setting up. The crowd comes about 8:30, 9 o'clock for him.
Right.
There's a few people, really toughies, come in early and sit there and listen to him because he's unbelievable.
What'd you call him? Toughies?
A toughie.
Toughie?
The people.
Okay.
They're tough. They come in and sit there at 7:30 in the morning and listen to him. The vocalist and a whistler.
You threw a curveball at me because I have never heard that,
Okay, well, the curveball was working fine for Michael last night.
Okay.
And then also entertainment all day, and we'll get in that with Steve himself. Some of the other things that we're going to have, of course, we always have our Coal Country choo-choo train there giving free rides all day long. And then we also have the petting zoo, which you're going to have the Alaskan reindeer, which they have these good old things.
Antlers.
The what?
Antlers.
Okay. And then we're going to have some camels, goats, buffaloes, two different types of buffaloes, and some other things there. And the crafters were up to 72, 73 vendors in the craft area right now. We always get more, at least another half a dozen to a dozen in the last 2 or 3 days.
And, of course, you mentioned the crafters and that the fall. I've always thought the fall is always the greatest time for crafts because you've got so many ways to play with, whether it's the leaves, the pumpkins, the you name it, it's always a pretty a neat time for decorating and for craft needs.
Well, the thing is, and the crafters, you have just about anything and everything. Mm-hmm. We have one lady comes in about 50 miles away, and she sets up a booth with these, they call them snow bunnies, I think. They're made of out of snowmen.
Really?
They're actually snow, not snow itself, but snowmen.
Right.
And dressed like, they're dressed different ways. And she does very good business, because when I finally got her in there, it took me 3 years to convince her to drive that far. She was very, very satisfied with the result she does.
It's amazing all of the different arts and crafts that people come up with. We went last weekend to Carlinville to their mm-hmm. thing, and it's unbelievable all of the different things that's there that people come up with. Some of them's their own invention, so to speak. You know,
that's
amazing.
When I go out all year, throughout the whole year, I visit all these places, and I'm looking for that one unusual, different thing that I don't have. And that's always been my thing. Bring back something, at least one or two mm-hmm. things that I don't have. Everybody's got jewelry, yeah, but they have a little thing different and things like that. It's just unbelievable. We have I'm not for sure what it is. The guy's bringing two 18-wheeler trucks load of Mexican products made in Mexico. He brings them in, and his prices are respectable. I don't know. I haven't been able to price them real good, but I understand they're respectable. And you pay for what you get.
One neat thing that's new this year, free Wi-Fi will be at the park.
Right. And it's free. All you have to do is put on there. I forget the words now, but they'll be right there for you.
Everybody, do a Wi-Fi search, and it'll come up. And then
you don't even have to do that. You just put Wi-Fi Madison, and boop,
it pops up. That'll allow you, if you got Twitter, you can send a tweet from the festival on Facebook, Instagram, whatever.
Mm. Well, the vendors are very, very helpful on this, because they can now use the credit cards. Mm-hmm. With having Wi-Fi, and they have the little machine that they buy, and they can hit the credit card things, and they couldn't do that before.
One other thing, of course, as we mentioned here about the Fall Festival, the music on there, you've got three good bands. You mentioned Mr. Powell, but you've got the Heartland Country Band performing as well. You've got Southern Blend playing as well, and then, of course, the main event, Steve Davis.
Memories of Elvis does a 3-hour show from 1 to 4, and we're going to get into that with him in more details. Another thing is, we have a farmer from up north that is probably going to be bringing in somewhere around between 300 to 500 pumpkins. And
That's a lot of pumpkins.
Yes, it is. Last year he brought the same amount in, and he sold all but 21. And this past week, he was telling me he had from a 30-pounder to a 52-pounder pumpkin he's bringing in. So if you're interested in big, large pumpkins for some reason, you get there early. You won't have very many of those.
That'd make a lot of pumpkin pie, wouldn't it?
Well, I was going to say, is there a holiday coming up that we would use the pumpkins?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, he has 500 pounds of tomatoes for the last 2 years. He sold 500 pounds of tomatoes. That's homegrown.
Homegrown.
And he grows them himself. He also has other things there, apple cider, apples, mm-hmm. right there.
And, of course, this is all at the Benilde City Park, great location, easy to get to, and it's free admission. You know, all you got to do is drive up there and take part, and there's always something for everyone. I remember going to it a couple of years back. There's always something for everyone at the Fall Festival.
Everything like the choo-choo train is free to ride. The kids sometimes ride it 5-10 times. The parents get sick, they let them go in there. That car is always full every trip out. And also, the state police will have their rollover simulator there. And that's one thing, if you don't know what that is, you better take a look at it, because they come in and they start looking at that car just spinning on the mm-hmm. roller. And all of a sudden, the dummy comes rolling out, and it shows you what happens to somebody in the real life scene.
Absolutely.
In a car there.
Absolutely.
You also have a community memorial hospital from Staunton is going to set up a health fair there. They'll have all kinds of services and then let you know what they have, too.
Okay.
And you'll be doing fingerprinting a little bit different this time, I think, but there will be fingerprinting available.
I didn't write that
kids.
One down. Thank you. The Masons are coming in conjunction with the Crime Stoppers, but Mason's going to run it because they do the fingerprint itself. They do a DNA that you take all this with you. Nobody goes no place. They put it in the container, seal it, and everything. And they also have a digit photographer shooting pictures of them. Then they shoot about a minute of a digit video of the kid or something like that. So they have it, and they give it all to the kid before they leave.
Mm-hmm.
And that's free.
Yep.
That's another thing.
And they've been doing that off and on for...
Right. It's become big this year.
And so it sounds like the agenda for the Fall Festival is jam-packed, but we need to move on and talk about the main event, Memories of Elvis. That's why Steve traveled all the way from Mexico, Missouri?
Yes, sir.
Oh, see, I remembered.
I appreciate that.
I remembered.
But you guys would be worth it anyway.
I know.
I love you all, and thank you for having me here at the... Mickey, thank you. How many years is this for us?
This is the 10th year.
Isn't that cool?
Yes. And each year it gets better and better, and the crowd gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And with Buddy Holly. Howley.
Buddy Holly.
And Patsy Cline.
Uh-huh.
The survey showed that they were asking more questions and wanted them to come back more.
Okay.
And I didn't realize who they were. This year I have done my homework and followed it a little bit more and got interest in them too.
Oh, good.
But they're the, what do they call it? The opening act.
Supporting acts, yes.
Right.
And this is always a big deal when you get the Buddy Holly guy and the Patsy Cline gal together. This is an all-in-out show.
It's like a Legends type show. We kind of progress. Patsy Cline, of course, and when she was alive, a member of the Hall of Fame, she was a member of the Grand Ole Opry, and she also enjoyed shows at Carnegie Hall and the Hollywood Bowl. So she was the bridge between country music and pop marketing. And we have a young lady, Anna Blair, who does Patsy Cline wonderfully, and Buddy Holly, Thomas Hickey, who does Buddy Holly. He, of course, had 22 gold records for only being in the business 18 months. And what a career he would have had.
That's hard to believe. He was only in it for just a short time.
Short time, yeah. If he had, at last September 7th would have been his 77th birthday had he lived. And to think what kind of career he would have had he gone on.
All three of them.
Yeah.
The Big Bopper, Richie Valens,
uh-huh.
and even Buddy Holly. If that plane wouldn't have, the talent that was on that plane, and look at Waylon Jennings, the career he had after that.
Correct. He went in the Hall of Fame.
But the careers those guys could have had.
Oh,
my word.
It was horrible to think of a tragedy of that at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But, we put together this wonderful little show. We're proud to produce family entertainment in small-town America. We're happy that people enjoy our show. There's, like you said before, there's something for everyone. You like Patsy Cline, country music. You like Buddy Holly, early rock and roll. And then you have Elvis, who, of course, a beloved icon of American music. There's a lot of people that really enjoy him to this day.
Has anyone, Steve, and I'll put you on the spot a little bit here, but can you think of anyone in the entertainment industry that their music has lived on as much as Elvis's has? It's just amazing. It seems like it gets better as time goes on.
Well, and you just hit on something interesting. I can't think of anyone who's had that much impact. And what's strange about it is the young people who come to the show. Elvis has been dead this year 36 years.
That's hard to believe.
And to them, they've never if they haven't seen him before, it's new to them, and all of a sudden they like it. You know, it's like and so
it's amazing.
It is amazing. So all of a sudden we have this larger, we have a fan base which is getting larger and specifically getting increasing by the younger people who enjoy it.
Yeah, and by the way. While we're talking about Elvis and stuff, accolades to Steve Davis for all the work he does in nursing home field and places like this where
well,
he goes
you.
And entertains. He does a wonderful job, and if you have a loved one in a nursing home or anywhere where Steve is entertained, you just watch when he walks in and starts his show how the faces light up,
well,
and they
absolutely.
just seem to be uplifted by it. And so thank you for all the work you do.
Thank you for bringing, I have a stake in this. I love it a lot, and I love to bring that kind of joy to people. You know, I've often said growing older in America, it shouldn't be like going to the penitentiary. You know, it should be like being on a cruise ship and having fun. And if somebody has outlived their family and friends, in some cases it's a very isolated existence. Mm-hmm. And here, who am I? I come in there, I do a one-man show and for an hour, and if I get people at least engaged emotionally or physically.
And again, it goes back to that individual in that nursing home or wherever, hospital, wherever you come and perform. Mm-hmm. It's them relating to Elvis
right.
30
Oh,
years
absolutely.
Ago.
Yeah. In fact, that's very gratifying. And I, like I said, I always make the little disclaimer to people. I said, there is dancing. You know, don't be afraid of the spirit if it gets onions. And this lady, once she said to me, she goes, well, I'm in a wheelchair. I'm not going to dance. I said, ma'am, you can dance while seated. I said, because Elvis took me to the Missouri Veterans Home here a couple weeks ago, and there was some young boys, 23 years old, and they danced, and they didn't have arms and legs. And what I was trying to impress upon her is if you have somebody who's quite a bit younger than you, who is less fortunate than you, and the spirit cannot be denied, and they got up and danced with their wives, these kids did. And I have to tell you, it was difficult for me to sing with a lump in my throat because I was at the epicenter of a miracle right there. These young boys were over in Afghanistan somewhere when they had their when this happened to them. And the prosthetics in today's world is a lot different than older people. I mean, they had these are like robotics. It was very impressive to see this happen.
It is.
And these boys got up and they held the hands with their wives and they danced. And I got to tell you what, I was very proud of the fact that Elvis was right there singing Can't Help Falling in Love for those guys right there at that moment.
To see what these they can do with these hands now
yes.
that they have. It's amazing.
It
they
is.
They can almost do anything that you or I can do with our fingers.
Well, and I've never understood how it is that is manipulated somehow. I don't know. You know, it's science is just we're on the brink of some really breakthrough stuff.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned a 3-hour show.
Uh huh.
Is that easy to set up?
No. But I've often said it's worth it to me because it is. It's becoming. Well, we've done it now for almost going on 29 years, so it's become easy. But yeah, well, you're dealing with the dynamic of artists and people, and different venues are all different. Mickey said this is what our 10th anniversary in Benelled, and so we've gotten to where we understand this venue, and it's easy. It's become very routine, if you will. However, having said that, our show has changed because we don't want to take for granted that these people that come to wherever the venue is are going to see the same show that we gave them last year or the year prior.
Right.
We want them to come out and see something they haven't seen before, and so we mix up the songs. I mean, there's plenty of material. 2,800 songs.
How much does improv kind of take it? Because if the crowd's not in a dancing mood, you know, but they're in a slow dance.
That's
mood,
right.
You know,
and there you just hit on something, and you probably know this from perhaps experience at disc jockeying, that calling songs is an art.
Yeah.
If you got people that respond to a certain song, maybe you go that train of thought, and then if they want to slow dance, make sure to hit them with a couple of those back to back.
Right.
So yeah, there's no song lists on the Elvis portion of the show, or even for the Buddy Holly portion of the show. You will not see any published song lists laying around. People, we follow an extemporaneous hand signal, which happens from whomever is in one right there, be it Patsy Cline or Buddy Holly or myself.
And it's kudos to all of you people who have carried on the memories and legacies of the Buddy Hollies, the Patsy Clines, and certainly the Elvis Presley. Kudos to all of you for keeping this music alive and well.
Well, thank you. You know, there was an old cliche years ago in vaudeville that said, your show must play Peoria or it won't play anywhere else. And I guess what they were trying to use the word Peoria in that case meant rural of a smaller market in America.
Right.
And I'm very proud of the fact that I just got back from Las Vegas, Nevada, and you know, I've often thought we owe Sodom and Gomorrah an apology, you know, because of what I've seen. You know, I mean, there's my show plays there, you know, but there's a lot of Elvis guys that play there. But I'm also proud of the fact that I play in a town like Benilde or Livingston. Name. There's a lot of little towns in this market that I'm very proud to play in, and Benilde being one of them.
Well, Elvis practically built Vegas.
Yes, he did. Actually, he changed gaming revenue out there, and I know they've been attempting to market Las Vegas as a child-friendly town. I personally think that's a mistake.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think there's other places you can take kids. I mean, you don't have to go as far as Branson, Missouri, or Pigeon Forge, or Gatlinburg, Tennessee, or you can go to the Lake of the Ozarks. I mean, those are all fun, kid-friendly places. I personally, this is just a personal opinion, I think it's inappropriate to have small children in an area where they are marketing prostitution. Yeah. And that's just, I think there's an adult setting for that, and I think children don't have any business in that setting. That's my opinion.
Steve, you're going to be at the Benilde City Park on the 28th.
I am.
3-hour set. It's bound to be a good time. You're bringing some friends along. Holly and Patsy Cline.
Bring your chairs and your family, and we're family-friendly entertainment out here, and we're proud of that in Heartland America.
Steve, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for coming out.
I love you all. Thank you.
And Mickey, we've got 2 minutes.
Well,
Tour de Cole bike ride.
Tour de Cole bike ride starts at 7 a.m. in the morning. It's a ride, not a race. So it's a family thing. They come in and put in, you see all the different types of things. Starts from the Benilde City Hall, goes throughout the whole school district and area, 15, 30, and a 63, 100-mile thing they're going. And you can register at the morning of the race there. And the you get a lunch ticket and you get a t-shirt with your registration. Now also, this is free parking, free admission to the Fall Festival and the Tour de Cole on that part of it. The other thing is bring your lawn chair if you're gonna come for the entertainment part. There's places under the pavilion to sit.
Absolutely, and the pavilions have changed at the park, so there's going to be ample space for everything.
Right, and then we also have that free Wi-Fi provided by Madison Communication. All you have to do is use the no passwords or anything, just use Madison thing there. We also have the reptile displays back again. Mm-hmm. The petting zoo's there, that's free. The reptile display is free. Free parking, Madison fingerprinting, food court, plenty of food there, and the Tour de Cole bike ride and the Fall Festival. Also, lots and lots of things to do, and it's a family thing.
Absolutely. Mickey, it's always a pleasure having you in. Steve, of course, it's always a pleasure. Uncle Ralph next week on the program. Tisha Miller and Leslie Johnson from Lincoln Land Community College will be here, so be prepared. We're going to get educated.
Cool. We are.
That's the plan. Until next time, we'll talk to you next week. So long.